Okay, we are up to the last mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bevukosai, mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, the Isser of Mechiras Meiser Behema. The Torah tells us in the end of Bevukosai, by Maftir, Cho Meiser Bakar Vatzon Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Hashavet, Ha Asiri Yiyah Kodesh Lashem. The 10th one will be Kodesh. That was yesterday's Mitzvah Aseh. And we have Lo Yivaker Bein Tov L'Rav Lo Yimirenu. I can't try to exchange it for any other animal. That's the Isser of Temura that is repeated. Vim Hamer Yimirenu. And if I try, Vayahu Usmura So Yiyah Kodesh, they both will be Kodesh. And then the Torah adds on two words, Lo Yigael. It shall not be redeemed. Or redeemable, as we will see. Says the Sefer HaChinuch here in Mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, Mitzvah 361, Shalom Nimkar Meiser Behema El Yochal B'Yerushalayim. I am not allowed to sell a Meiser Behema, I must eat it in Yerushalayim. Shalom Nimkar Meiser Behema B'Shum Tzad El Yochluhu Ba'alav O Misha Yirtzu Heim B'Yerushalayim. I am not allowed to sell Meiser Behema, but I have to send it either with someone or eat it myself in Yerushalayim. And the Chinuch continues after mentioning Val this Val Zen Namar Khan Bemeiser Behema Lo Yigael. It says Lo Yigael Alma Bisifro. What does Lo Yigael mean? Bemeiser Hu Omer Lo Yigael Eino Nimkar Lo Chai Velo Shachit Velo Tamim Velo Balmum. One is not allowed to sell this animal, this Meiser, whether it's alive or whether it's Shechted or whether it's Tamim or a Balmum. As we will see, what of those are Daraisa, what of those are Durabanan. But this is the Isser of selling a Meiser Behema animal. Veloshon Geula Yishamesh Khan Veloshon Mechira. And the language of Geula here, it says Lo Yigael, that can be mean Mechira too. That's how Chazal understand it. Lefisha Ha Geula Me'ain Mechirahu. Because Geula is a type of Mechira. Usually when I'm goel something, I redeem something, so I give the money and the Kedusha is transferred. But so here too, Mechira also, there is a transfer, and that's how Geula and Mechira might be learned out from the same word, meaning Mechira might be learned out from Geula. So this is the Isser of Meiser, of selling Meiser Behema. So Meiser Behema, I have to bring up to Yerushalayim myself, or give it to somebody to bring up to Yerushalayim. I'm not allowed to sell it, unlike Meiser Behema. Unlike Meiser Zraim, Meiser of fruit, where I could change the Kedusha onto money and then bring the money up. No, but Meiser Behema, I, myself, or my Shliach has to go up and bring it to Yerushalayim. Why? So the Chinuch connects this to the Shorash HaMitzvah, Misharshi HaMitzvah. Masha Kasafti B'Seder Zeb HaMitzvah's Meiser Bakar Vatzon. Well, look what I wrote yesterday. Umenatama Hu Shetira Sham. In the reason that you see there, Nitztavinu Shalom Kara Meiser B'Shem Sad. The reason explains why there is an Isser of Mechira. El Yochel, I'll call upon him Yerushalayim. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Why? So if you remember, the reason was, the Chinuch mentioned, was that we want the effect of Yerushalayim to be felt by every family. So if you have to go to Yerushalayim a couple of times a year, as we said yesterday, when we discussed the different onos, the different time periods which Chazal made for a person to be maaser a couple of times a year before the chagim, as the Chinuch said yesterday, v'shlosh zmanim heim shekavu zechronim lavracha bazeh, three times, yom achron shechodesh adar, the last day of adar, the 35th day of the omer, the last day of elul, the different times beforehand, so that animals will be matsui for oli regalim. So I have to go every so often, so I will be affected by going to Yerushalayim. I come back, I will be inspired, or my son will be inspired, so that everybody will have in their family, in their home, somebody who is inspired by going to Yerushalayim, and in that way, the residual effects of just of that trip will be felt by every single family. As he said, one person in a generation is not enough. One person in every family being inspired, that's the message of the mitzvah, and that's why you can't sell it. Good, Medina Mitzvah, let's talk about some of the halachas behind this mitzvah. Masha Amru Zecharnu Lavracha, Shemaiser Behema Hoya Nechal Kulo Lubayilim B'Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten totally in Yerushalayim, Ve'in L'Kohanim Bem Klum. Kohanim do not get anything out of the Meiser Behema. Right, this is different than a regular carbon shlamim, which is another type of kachay kalim. Shlamim, Chazal say, Rashi quotes this in Sefer Vayikra earlier, why is it called a shlamim? Because it brings shalom. Everybody gets a piece. Hashem Kaviyachol gets a piece. The fats are burned on the Mizbeach. The Kohanim get a piece. The Chazeh and the shok, the breastbone and one of the thighs, go to the Kohanim, and the rest is eaten by the Bailim in Yerushalayim. That's Kashay Kalim. But Meiser is different. Nothing goes to the Kohanim. Yes, we had the Machlokas Rishonim yesterday, Rashi and the Rambam and the Chinuch, most Rishonim versus the Ritva. The Ritva does hold that it goes to the Kohanim, Lechad Chila, and the Nitziv says says maybe it's based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, but Mikra did, it seems like Rov Rishonim hold that Maaser Behem is eaten by the Baalim. Vein Lekohanim Mem Klum. Avol Hayinishchat Ba'azara, it's shechted in the Azara, Umakriv and Emurav, and it's Emur and Ar Hokra, Vazar Kindamo, Zrika Achas, and you do a Zrika, Keneged Hayisod. Good. Now the Chinuch continues. That's on a Da'oraisa level. You cannot take your perfect, wonderful carbon Maaser and sell it. Avim Nafol Ba'mum, Nechal Ba'chal Makom. If it gets a mum, you can eat it wherever you want, wherever you are. Avol Asruch Achalim Mum Mocher Ba'chal Makom. But now Chazal added on to the Da'oraisa, you're not allowed to sell a Maaser animal, period. Afilu Ba'mum, Afilu Shachut. Even if it's dead, even if it was shechted, even if it was a Ba'mum. Asru Lamocher, they answered it, the most chamor carbon in this regard, gezerah shemiyim karenu chai, all gezerah because I might come to sell it a live tamim. Lefichach amru shein shoklan mimenu mana kenegan mana. I'm not allowed to even use it as a weight. In Talmudic times, the scales were that I put a certain amount of weight on one side and I put something on the other side, and I know the first item is a definite weight, so I can know how much the other thing weighs. So I'm not allowed to even use this as a weight and put it on a scale, because why would I put this on a scale? Maybe shenira kamocher. It gives the impression that I'm selling it. I would weigh out a piece of meat. Even though this is mutter for a bechor tam to do, the Gemara has parallels between bechor and meiser, but also this is one of the differences. There is also uniqueness to each one. A bechor tam can be used in terms of weighing, but Maaser cannot. That is a unique halacha that Chazal assert all types of sales, even if it's dead, even if it's a Baal Mum, and it can't even look, you can't even do anything that looks like a sale. Next, though this iser is that you're not allowed to sell the flesh, the other items you're allowed to sell, the fats and the hides and the bones, only the ikker cannot be sold of the basar. If you want to sell the bones, and the bones are expensive, it's not like a joke, if you have expensive bones, then you're going to sell that, and you want to swallow up the value of the basar with the bones, sell the bones for a little extra, and throw the basar in there. If we have basar matzamos, mutter, that is also mutter. Here we have the principle of havla'a, of swallowing up a certain price within the larger amount. So where else that comes up? That comes up elsewhere, at least two other places, one in the daraisa realm and one in the drabanan realm. Right, the Mishnah is in Masechta Sukkah, and the Gemara there talks about havla'a for an esrog shel shmita. You know how to do business with payro shmita, la'achla v'lo l'schara. So how do you, if somebody has an esrog business, they want to give you an esrog, so how do they can just give it to you, but if they don't want to give it to you. So, as we know, the minhag is to buy a lulav for a little extra. You buy a lulav for a little extra, and you pay extra, and as long as there's no specific money that is earmarked for the esrog, demei esrog, then it is mutter. So that is the halacha of havla when it comes to esrog of shmita. That's on a daraisa level. On a darabana level, it also comes up, and that is in terms of schar shabbos. We know there is an isur darabanan that Chazal created to include it in the gzeirah of mekach u'memkar on shabbos, of schar shabbos, getting paid for a service that I do on shabbos. I'm not allowed to get paid. If I babysit on shabbos, I can't get paid for it. So how is that ever possible? When can I get paid? So we know the heter is havla. If I work during the week and I work on Shabbos, so then I could get one lump sum check for all three times. No problem. That's called havla. As long as it's not specified to be schar Shabbos, then it is mutter. How do we pay a caterer on Shabbos? Why? Because we pay him for the preparing, we pay him for the cleaning up, we pay him for everything he does before and after Shabbos. How do we pay a Baal Tokeya? How do we pay a Baal Koreh? It's all about what they do before Shabbos also, and we pay Bahavla'a, we swallow up the amount, and in that way, that is mutter. Ramosha Feinstein even has a tshuva where he talks about how could you collect interest on a bank account. Isn't it schar Shabbos, you're getting money per day? So Ramosha says, no, it's not a problem, because generally the banks go from midnight to midnight. Goes from midnight to midnight, so midnight on Saturday morning to Saturday night, so you're getting some interest on those hours after Shabbos too. And on Friday also, you're getting some interest on before Shabbos. The only problem, Ramosha would say, is that if you have a Shabbos Yontif, so then you have to take off, you know, try to think about a certain amount that all those Shabbos Yontif days throughout the year and set it aside. Okay, either way, here's another less known example of Havla that we have here by Maaser Behema. When you sell a Maaser Behema, to sell the flesh by Havla. Because of our Rambam. Now he gets into the Rambam that is much discussed by the Achronim. And this is going to relate to something that we discussed a couple of days ago as well. What happens if somebody tries to sell Maaser Behema? somebody tries to sell Meiser Behemah, so the Rambam says that v'yirali shamocher Meiser lo asa klum v'lo kana lokeach. The Rambam says it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You try to sell, it doesn't work. Lefichach ein aloke. And that's what the Rambam says, because you didn't accomplish anything, ein aloke, you're not going to get malchus for it. Right? The isser is the trying, but because you didn't accomplish anything, you're not going to get malchus for it. And the Rambam gives two other examples. Kemocher cherme kohanim, shalokan alokeach. First of all, cherme kohanim. We discussed this two mitzvahs ago. That if somebody is machrim something, this should be to the kohen. I'm going to give this to the kohen, so you're not allowed to sell that, the Torah said. And we discussed then, I didn't know this Rambam a few days ago, but we discussed then, e-oven mahani, e-oven lo mahani, does it work or not if you do it? So we mentioned, according to the Mandamari, e-oven lo mahani, it won't work. That's exactly what the Rambam says here. In Hilchos Becharas, Perek Vav Halacha Hei, that it does not work. Shalokan alokeach. Similarly, he says, ukemocher yefas toar. If somebody, the halacha is in the beginning of Kiseitse, if somebody takes a yefas toar, the whole process with letting her nails grow and letting the hair, somebody tries to sell her in that case, also it doesn't work. Not only is it usur, but it doesn't work. So the Rambam says, Yirali, which again always means based on his own svara, that lo asa klum, it doesn't work, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. The problem is that we know this is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava in the beginning of Maseches Temura, whether you say i'ovin mahani, i'ovin lo mahani, and the Lechem Mishnah there in Bechorah says, if the Rambam is passing like Rava, that i'ovin lo mahani, it doesn't work, I don't understand why you're not going to get malchus. Why? Because that's the Chiddush of Rava. Rava says the Isser is the trying, the Avera that you try to violate what the Torah says. The Torah says don't sell, and you try to violate, that's the problem, and Rava says you get Malchus. So how could the Rambam hold both? The Rambam holds lo mahani, but he says you don't get malchus. No. Rava says lo mahani, and you do get malchus. Abaye says mahani, and you do get malchus. So this is the problem with the sheet of the Rambam that the Lechem Mishnah discusses. If you look in the Torah Zraim, Rav Parmanchik's Sefer on Meseches Meiser Sheni, on the second Mishnah there, he discusses that this seems to be, before he discusses the Svar of the Rambam, he says that this seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi, in Meseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, quotes an opinion that you are able to get married using Meiser Behema. Quotes a day like that. Meiser eino nichse bayil makadish po isha. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to use that. And Rashi argues, v'la milsehi, di afilu hachi, mamon bailim hu umakanshin bo. Rashi says, it is mamon bailim, and you can get married with it. If I give a Meiser Behema to a woman for marriage instead of a ring, it works, says Rashi. And then the problem is, it seems to be against the Beferish Mishnah, there in Meiser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Okay, that's a problem with Rashi, and he explains Rashi. But then he goes into that, according to the Rambam Pashas, he's for sure arguing with Rashi. Because Rashi says you can get married. The Rambam says if you try to be Kona, you try to sell it, it's not going to work. So, Machlokas Rashi Rambam. But what's the Svar for the Rambam? Says the Torah Zeron beautifully, V'nira Bedasa Rambam, the halava zeh shiny mikolavin sheba Torah. I think this Isser is different than all other averes in the Torah. Because what does the Torah usually say? Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It's focused on the person. Lo tochal, lo timkar, lo this, lo that. But what does it say here? Lo yigael. It should not be, it cannot be redeemed. Which we say means it cannot be sold. It's focused on the chefsa. So the aver is really the result. Muchach, de ikir halav, eno al maisa mechira, ela al chalosa mechira. It's on the effect of the mechira, the chalos. And so you cannot achieve that because lo mahani. So you didn't accomplish anything and that's why you're not going to get malchus. When does Rava say that you are going to get malchus just for trying, where the avera is the action of trying. But here, the avera, based on the pasuk in Chumash of lo yigael, is the result. You can't achieve the result. Lo mahani, that's why you are not going to get malchus. Okay, but that's an important Rambam, and all the achronim get into the act here. The Menchas Chinuch also discusses it. Derech Agav, the Menchas Chinuch here brings up in Os Hay a chiddush that he has in the topic that we mentioned 2 days ago of Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. And he says, Akein Nira Lanias Daiti Barer. He says, Yavin Mahani only applies where there is a specific, we mentioned this in the name of others, only applies where there is a specific Avera mentioned. Lav hu al inyan prati. A specific isser. Like it says, don't do tamura, don't substitute this animal. Shalo yielo koach lahachlu v'lahamir. the kol elu halav in pratiim al inyan echad. But zeh svir leilu rava, that's where Rava says, if you try to do it, it doesn't work. Masha enkein, but says the Minchas Chinuch, b'makom shenomar halav derech klali, where the Torah says something in general terms, kemo lo sase kol malacha, that's what we discussed a few days ago, says the, on Shabbos, don't do work, b'zeh yefshel afari shalo yelo koach lasos malacha. You can't say lo sase kol malacha means you will not have the power to do malacha, because there are so many things included. If you build a house, if you plant a vineyard, it's built. It's planted. V'al karchach, and for sure, continues the Minchas Chinuch, al karchach apir shalav zeh hu deino rashoi lasos l'chadchila. If it's a generally formulated isser, it has to be regulating your behavior, not saying it doesn't work. So that is what the Minchas Chinuch says misvar, and then he says at the end, I found this in the other achronim in the hafla. But anyway, it's an important ha'ara that the Minchas Chinuch has on the sugya of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mehani. Continuing now in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Noag Yisr Zebes Charmon HaKevus, this Isser of selling Meiser Behema applies to men and women, Yisraelim, B'Kohanim, B'Levim, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, B'Kol Makom, B'Kol Zman, it applies always. B'Kol Makom. So let's go for a comment that I did not get to say yesterday, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in last mitzvah in Os Yudches discusses Meiser Behema is really a machlokas tanoim, where it applies. In Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, and Rabbi Akiva, in Os Yudches, he quotes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds it's only Meiser Behema, but Chutz La'aretz, eino kadosh lahakriv. In Chutz La'aretz, if somebody has Meiser Behema, it's not kadosh to be a karban. Vein makriven bebeis hamikdash, ra kadosh v'ne'echal b'mumo. It's kadosh enough that you have to treat it with kedusha, but not that you should be makrivit. So it's somewhere, there is a difference, according to Rabbi Akiva, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So the Minchas Chinuch asks a couple of fascinating questions. According to Rabbi Akiva, what needs to be in Chutz La'aretz? Let's think. There are a couple of factors. There is an animal that's born. Then at day 8, he becomes roy to be a karban. And then there's the stage of when the meiser takes place. So what is talui on Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz according to Rabbi Akiva? Remember, the Chinuch doesn't pass this way. He said there's no difference. But according to Rabbi Akiva, what is the crucial factor? Italui, he says this in Dibur Maskel Vani Mesupak. Italui adavar beleida, de behemos hanoladim b'chutz la'aretz eina ma'isa shalem nikrav, kemo b'chor denolad b'chutz la'aretz eina makriven? O afshar, the toli hechi dechalal of kedusha. Do you go by the birth, or do you go by the ma'iser? U b'chor, that's kedusha sami rechem, that's why you go by birth. But ma'iser is not toli on birth, it's toli on where the ma'iser happens. So he says, nirani is dieti, he thinks, delo azlinam basar leida. The low buser meiser, he says you don't go by either. The kiva, the kolik, at times Rabbi Kiva, the makish meiser and the meiser dagon. He says the whole comparison. There are many comparisons between meiser beim and meiser dagon. So it should be what's meiser dagon. Meiser dagon, you go by when it's mechuyev, when it is has become ripened in order to be roi to take meiser from. So he says maybe there's another time period. Im came but meiser dagon the toli achiva pater be'eretz yisrael b'chutzlar dazlina baser makom shenis chayev. So too he says who adin meiser behema gam kein toli bezvan achiv im nol du b'chutzlaretz vim gam avru shmona yomim b'chutzlaretz. That's when this manachiyev kicks in. V'yemkein akviyas l'maiser haya b'ptur parach minei achiyev. Ava b'ishin nipuzo achar yach l'eretz yisrael p'turim v'chulu. So he says it's totally on mechusar zman v'chein l'hefech. If it's born in Eretz Yisrael and then day 4 it goes out, you go by day 8. So those are the three possibilities, really, that the Minchas Chinuch discusses in terms of chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. But again, the Chinuch in our mitzvah says it applies always. And even though, v'afalpi, as we said, the Chachamim asered to be ma'aser behemus bezman hazeh, gzeira, they might come to eat it, but if somebody did it, l'maisa, it applies bezman hazeh. The Chinuch ends off by saying, v'hineni odeni bal haskircha, I finished Sefer Vayikra now, let me remind you, my son, that all of these reasons are just to give you a taste. She'ena kavana rak l'chanech hana'arim. Remember, I named my Sefer the Sefer HaChinuch, because I'm being mechanech you. I'm trying to be moshech your lev. V'laseisa libam kiyesh b'mitzvos to'alios rabos g'luyos l'chol adam. There are so many to'alios for people to get out of the mitzvos. And that's why I call this Chinuch. And I just hope that my Sefer will be niskan in the world of the Olam HaTorah, he says, and this is my hope. The last pasuk in Vayikra ends off. Eila hamitzvos asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael bahar Sinai. Bahar Sinai, the Hazayim HaTorah already notes that at the beginning of this whole section of the Torah, Bahar starts off with Har Sinai and Bechukosai ends with Har Sinai. Because this is a unit. This is a unit of time telling me that all these mitzvot were given at Har Sinai. The Netziv has an amazing Ha'ara. The Netziv notes that here at the end of Bechukosai, Eila mitzvot Hashiva Hashem es Moshe el Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. If you look at the end of Bamidbar, we have the same, almost the parallel pasuk, but Arvos Moav is added in. Arvos Moav is added in. What's the message? So the Netziv talks about this a little bit earlier, in the end of Perach Chavav in Vayikra. And he talks about this also in this Psicha Tedvarim. And a little bit at the end of Bamidbar, the pasuk says, Chavav Memvav, Elu Hachukim Vamishpatim Vatoros, Asher Nosar Hashem Benovim and Yisrael Bahar Sinai B'Yad Moshe. Why Dafke here, Har Sinai there, Arvos Moav? Because Har Sinai means Moshe Rabbeinu. Arvos, and what does that mean? And we're given the Torah, and the Koach HaChidush, says the Netziv, is only limited to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was at Har Sinai. But the goal of Torah is to be Machadesh, says the Netziv. So that's only later, what's symbolized by Arvos Moav. That's what the Netziv discusses at length in the end of a Perach Avav here in Vayikra. Kimovi says of a Be'emes, Gam Bahar Sinai, no dasha, bevo parshas atochacha. I'm sorry, earlier. He says, Mashmos Biad Moshe Kvan Isbar, Vechulu, Vehine, Besof Sefer Bamidbar Messiah Makaz of Ela Mitzvah, Mishal of Shazivash Biad Moshe, Al Benizal Barvas Moav. Ubiyarno Shama Hefresh, Bazea Mikra, Misim Sefer Vayikra, where it only says Har Sinai. The Bahar Sinai, Odo Nitan Yisrael Koach Achidish Befoal, Ad Boam La Arvos Moav. Vim Kain, Kasha, why does it say? That's where he goes through the difference between Har Sinai versus Arvos Moav in terms of the Koach HaLimud and Koach HaChiddush. Ezra HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us to continue this, the learning of the Sefer HaChinuch as well, just like we have been able to finish Bereishis and Shmos and Vayikra. We should be zocheh to finish by Midbar and Dvarim as well. Okay, we'll stop here.